Leading the news this morning, the head of the International Monetary Fund remains in custody after facing court in New York for allegedly sexually assaulting a hotel maid. The judge ruled that Dominic Strauss-Kahn was a flight risk despite his offer to post $1 million bail. Mr. Strauss-Kahn says he will vigorously contest the charges. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor is seeking the arrest of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, one of his sons and his intelligence chief for crimes against humanity. Luis Moreno Ocampo says the three are responsible for widespread and systematic attacks on civilians. The court's judges are yet to examine the evidence to decide whether they will issue warrants. The Defence Department says it will investigate claims that security at military bases and embassies has been seriously compromised. Three former defence workers have told the ABC's Late Line program they had been ordered to fabricate security clearances. They claim thousands of security checks had been falsified. There's been a tragic end to the search for a 5-year-old girl abducted from the Gold Coast. Police have found her and a man dead in a car on the New South Wales North Coast. The girl had been abducted from a Gold Coast unit where the bodies of a man and a woman were found yesterday. A bomb threat has closed central London on the eve of the Queen's historic trip to Ireland. Police sealed off roads around Buckingham Palace. The threat came from Irish Republican dissidents. That's the first in a decade.